We're now going to have our Bible reading. So if you've got a Bible, please open it up. I'll tell you where in a moment. And if you haven't got a Bible and you want one, raise your hand and someone will gladly give you a copy. All right. We're going to look at John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. And you'll find that on page 1089. Okay, and for those of you that haven't got a Bible, you can see the scriptures appearing on the screen behind me and on the screen in front of me. Just to set the scene, because the verse starts with a phrase that wants to give you a certain time date. So it's been 3 days since Jesus was crucified on the cross. And earlier in that third day, some of the disciples and Mary had gone to the tomb and found it empty. And Mary had seen the Lord Jesus risen from the dead. So starting with our reading. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Lord has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is God's word to us for today.
Thanks, Malcolm. My text for this morning, the verse that we're going to think about just alone this morning, is verse 21, where it says, "Again, Jesus said, 'Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you.'" Will you pray with me? And then we'll have a think about that together. Our God and our Father in heaven, we thank you for the truth and the guidance of your words. Father, please today, would you teach us all about Jesus, more about Jesus, and more about what you would have us do. Please, would you minister to us where we find ourselves as a church family this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, given today, we are sending Tim and Rachel, Eleanor, Tobias, and Noah, we're in this creche, given that we're sending them off to High Barnet Baptist Church. And given that as a church family, we are also, in a couple of months' time, going to be sending some of the guys from this church family off to Turkey Street. And also, just to kind of put another thing on top, in a couple of months' time, we've got our mission partners, our friends, Jamie and Joey, and we're going to be sending them off somewhere in the summertime this year. So given that we're doing all that sending, I thought it would be helpful for us, just for a few moments this morning, to just think about this Bible idea of sending. Can we say that together? One, two, three. Sending. And I tried to look for an action for that, a Makaton action, but I just couldn't find it this week. Does anyone know? Does anyone? Well, yeah, that's a good action. I'm not sure if that's the actual one. Is anyone like a Makaton expert here? I did have a good look, but I couldn't find one. Well, so let's just make one up. Eleanor, you give us one. Come on, it's last Sunday to give us one here. Sending. Oh, I like that. Okay, so we're going to go one, two, three, sending. There we go. So that is what we're going to be thinking about this morning. And as you think about sending, and we've done a lot of sending as a church family over the last 16 years, as you think about sending, how does it make you feel? Anyone want to offer up? How does sending make you feel, or being sent to us? Bad, bad, or sad. Yes, yeah, sad. I think that's one, isn't it? Any other things that you think about? Generous. Yeah, it makes you feel generous because you're giving stuff away. And we do feel generous giving you away, Tim and Rachel, today. Eleanor.
Happy.
Happy, thank you. Has Hope got anything, or is she just putting her hand in the air? No, there's nothing. She's just a hand in the air. Grown-ups, how does it make you feel? Come on, we've done a lot of sending over the last 16 years. How does it make you feel?
Grateful.
Grateful, yeah. Hopeful, yeah. Someone else said something we missed. Excited, yeah, yeah. So there are a whole bundle of emotions that are going on as we engage in this whole big Bible idea of sending. Now, there's two I want to focus on this morning, partly because as I have listened to people over the last 16 years or so of sending, and as we think about sending Tim and Rachel, there are two particular ones I want to think about this morning. Here's the first one. Tobias has already mentioned this one. It's sad, okay? Can you give me your best sad face? So while sending is generous and hopeful and joyful and all those kind of positive things, actually, sending does make us feel a little bit sad. Who is sad that Tim and Rachel are going today? Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with the rest of you. Come on. Tim's turning around. No, only kidding. Everyone's hand was up, Tim. Everyone's hand was up. Yeah, I feel a bit sad. And actually, sending and being sent can have all sorts of sad feelings, can't it? Because you're breaking relationships, you're changing relationships that have existed one way, and it can be all sad. Can I have your sad face again? Yeah, it's sad. Now, the other one that I want to focus on this morning, which I've heard a lot of as we talk together, is scared. Can you give me a scared face? Sending and being sent can be scary, can't it? Scary because you think, well, what's going to happen when Tim and Rachel leave? So as the senders, we're like, oh man, like Tim does so much. What's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen to all those friends that Tim and Rachel have and they care for so well? You know, when the guys leave for Turkey Street, what's going to happen to all those jobs they do? And we can be a little bit, what are we going to be? Scared. And being sent can be a bit scary as well, can't it? Tim and Rachel, you're a little bit scared? Yeah, they're nodding. They're a little bit scared. Turkey Street guys, you're a little bit scared? Yeah. Can feel scary because you think, well, what if it doesn't work out the way we hoped it would? What happens when we don't have all those people around us that help us and love us and support us? And it can feel a little bit scary. And so you see, sending, can we do the action? Sending can be, come on, you need to be a little bit more interactive this morning. It's supposed to be an all-age service. I don't know. Anyway, so let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Sending can feel a little bit sad, and it can feel a little bit scary. And that's this morning why I want us just to spend a little bit of time as a church family in John chapter 20, in this little story that Malcolm read to us. It's Easter Sunday. And this story is the first time that Jesus appears to his disciples. And for different reasons, do you know how they felt when they were in that room together? Here's two clues. They felt, and they felt, they were sad because of everything that they had seen happen to Jesus. They were sad because they know that they'd run away from Jesus. And they were scared because the people who killed Jesus were outside the room, not literally, but roaming around the community, and they may want to kill them too. And into that room, Jesus appears. Verse 19, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." On this occasion, and the reason I want us to spend some time here is Jesus appears to his disciples. On this occasion, Jesus helps us to understand something about how important sending is to the good news of our salvation. Jesus helps us to understand the centrality of sending to our gospel story. And that's what we're going to think about this morning. We're going to do two things. Here's what first thing I want us to see is that sending, if I can get this thing to stick up, sending is the way God saved us. Can we say that together? So we're going to do sending. Sending is the way that God saved us. Sending is the way that God saved us. Let me just have a look at verse 21 again. This is our text for this morning. It says, Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Now, Jesus, one of the first things he says is that he was sent by the Father. Jesus identifies himself as someone who was sent to earth. 30 times, at least 30 times in John's Gospel, Jesus describes himself or is described as being sent. So listen, I need some volunteers for a second. I need two grown-ups. So I'm actually going to pick Tim and Dougal, if that's all right. Bless you guys. Thank you very much for coming up. So here we go. We need two grown-ups for a minute. And just for a moment, I want to transport you to heaven. Now listen, if this is the heaven that we're actually preaching here, please feel free to go home. But this is heaven over here, okay? This is it. Come in heaven for a second. I promise you this is not heaven, okay? If it is, that's a real letdown, a chair in the middle of Enfield Town. But this is not heaven, okay? And in heaven is God the Father and God the Son. Okay, here they are. They are together, eternally, united in heaven, in the most loving and special of relationships. They need nothing. They need no one. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are in this eternal, loving, wonderful relationship. And as they create the world, and the world turns against God, the Father sends the Son to earth. So do you want to send him? So off he goes, and the Son willingly obeys. It's not that the Son goes, oh, do I have to go? I don't really want to go to earth. It's so messy and so horrible. Look how mean everyone is. No, the Father sends the Son, and the Son willingly and obediently comes to earth. And the Father sends the Son with a job to do. So listen to these words from John 3, verse 17. Now, we know John 3, verse 16. What's John 3, verse 16? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We know that verse. But John 3, 17 says this, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent his Son into the world to save it. That's what John 3, 17, there's a job to do. The Father sends the Son to earth, and the Son comes in order to do a job, which is to save. And the Son comes willingly and obediently. Listen to what Jesus said in one of the stories. John chapter 4, he says this. When he was on earth, he said, my food, that means the thing that keeps him going, the thing that sustains him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. And to finish the work. So you see the relationship that exists? The Father sends the Son, and the Son willingly goes and does the job. And on that, so you're okay to sit there for a moment? Is that all right? That's fine. You're used to being up the front anyway. So on that first Easter Sunday, when Jesus stood in that room with his disciples, and he declared to them, peace be with you, he was declaring to them that I finished my job. I finished my work. See, listen again to what he said. On that first of their week, he came and stood among them and he said, peace be with you. Now, that could be a normal phrase. Like when we greet each other on a Sunday morning, we might say, morning, you all right? How you doing? Or good to see you. Good morning. Now, that's the ways that we greet each other. And in the Hebrew culture, they would have greeted each other with peace be with you. They would have greeted each other with this word, shalom. But when Jesus on that Easter Sunday stands amongst his disciples and he says, peace be with you, he's not just saying, all right, mates, nice to see you. No, it's loaded with meaning because he is saying to them, I have finished my work and you can now have peace with God. And that's why verse 20, sorry, if you've got your Bibles, grown-ups, he then goes on to show them his hands and his side. Because in that moment, he's showing them the battle scars. You know, peace is a war word, isn't it? And Jesus came into this world to bring us peace. He went into battle so that we could have peace with God. What kind of peace? Forgiveness of sins. That's what it hints at, verse 23, isn't it? It starts talking about the forgiveness of sins. You can have peace with God because Jesus is the Lamb of God who was sacrificed, the scars of sacrifice, so that our sins could be taken away, so that we could have peace with God. And how do the disciples react? Do you remember in the story when Malcolm read it? Boys and girls, do you remember how the disciples reacted when they saw Jesus? Grown-ups, if you've got a Bible, maybe you can help them out. End of verse 20. They were overjoyed. Why? Well, not just because they're reunited with Jesus, but because they see that Jesus' work is finished. He was sent by the Father, he obeyed the Father, he finished the job, and there is now peace. And the disciples were overjoyed. Do you know what? If you don't feel any joy about there being forgiveness of sins, then you need to pray for that joy. Because the disciples are overjoyed when they get that. Do you know the joy of your sins forgiven? All those things that we carry around, all those things that God can hold against us and counts against us being wiped away and forgiven? Our sins are forgiven because of Jesus. But here's the really important thing. This is what I want us to see. Sending, can we say that? 1, 2, 3. Sending, you need the action. 1, 2, 3. Sending is the way that God saved us. The Father sent the Son. The Son willingly obeyed and willingly came. He was willingly sent. And I want you to think about it like this morning. If there was no sending, then there would be no salvation. If there was no sending, then you would not be sitting here this morning a bit full of joy that your sins are forgiven. See, imagine for a moment if the Father... Come back to heaven for a second. Imagine for a moment if the Father and Son had been having a conversation in heaven and they had decided that, oh, hang on a second, this whole sending thing is a little bit... What's this one? Sad. Imagine they'd been sitting there, oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea. So the Father and the Son, they're having a conversation in heaven. I hope that's not irreverent to talk like that. But here they are, they're having a conversation in heaven. And like, we need to save the world. We're united in this. We're going to send Jesus down to earth. And then they're like, well, actually, no, that's a bit sad, isn't it? Because it's much more comfortable up here. We're going to miss each other. It's not going to be very good. Now imagine if they'd had that conversation. Where would we be this morning? We'd be in our sins. We'd be unforgiven. Or imagine that they thought it was too scary. Did Jesus have a reason to be scared? Yes, he did. But Jesus willingly and obediently went. You see, sending can be sad and can be scary, but actually, our salvation depends on ascending, doesn't it? It depends on the Father sending the Son. Listen to these words from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And so if we get nothing else this morning as a church, I want you to understand that you're sitting here because of ascending. You are sitting here because the Father willingly sent the Son. Even though it was sad, even though it was scary, the Father willingly sent the Son to go. And then the question is for us, boys and girls, and grown-ups today as a church family, and Tim and Rach, the side, and Turkey Street guys, the question for us is, well, where do we fit into all of that? You know, can't we just say, oh, well, you know, that's quite enough sending. That's perfect, right? The Father sends the Son goes. Isn't that enough sending? Well, no, because here's the second thing I want us to see. See, I want us to see this morning that sending is still the way that God saves today. Okay, can we say this together? Sending is still the way that God saves today. Now, let me show you what I mean. Let's go back to our verse that we're looking at this morning. Verse 21, it says, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you to his disciples. So the Father sent the Son. And the Father gave the Son a job to do. And the Son willingly came and he willingly did that job. But now, Jesus stands in front of his disciples and he gives them a job to do. He sends them off with a task. And he says, I am sending you. Now, what is that job? What do you think the job is? Any ideas that Jesus sends them off to do? Eleanor. To forgive, yeah. Now, let's have a think about that, because that's what the text says. So have a look, grown-ups, if you've got a Bible. So the hint of the job comes in verse 23. Because Jesus looks his disciples in the eyes and he says, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And then he says to them, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now, I'm just looking for a reaction from anyone. Anyone? Does that sound a bit like, whoa, what's that? Anyone like slightly bothered by that? Yeah, because it sounds like Jesus is giving them some kind of superpower to walk around, isn't it? And say, well, you're forgiven and you're not and you're forgiven and you're not. Does Jesus give that kind of power to disciples? No, he doesn't. What he's given them is a message about forgiveness. And as he sends them off with this message about forgiveness, he can say to them that message will have an impact on people. And some people will believe it and some people won't. And you can say with absolute authority, based on what Jesus says, that if people believe that message, they are forgiven. And if people don't believe that message, we can say sadly with certainty that you're not forgiven. And that's not because Jesus gives disciples some kind of superpower to forgive other people, but he's given us a message that if people believe, they are forgiven. And if they don't believe, we're sure that they're not forgiven. Because there is no forgiveness outside of the Father sending the Son to earth. Does that make sense to people? So it's not that we have a superpower. The job that he's given the disciples to do is to take the message of Jesus crucified, who brings us peace, the peace of forgiveness of sins, as we believe in him. And so you see, Jesus is giving disciples a job to do. Sending is still the way God saves. Now, I need a group of disciples. Can I have a group of disciples? Let's have a bundle of you. Come on up. Let's have a little cluster of you from the front. Come up here for a second. I need you to be the disciples. Anyone else want to come? Yeah, come. Right, here we go. So, Jesus, stand up. There you go. Sorry, there you go. And then you've got some good news to give to these guys. Now, these guys, you're going to send them off, and they're going to go and give good news to people. Daniel, do you want one of these good news to take to people? There we go. You take one of them. So here we go. We're going to send you off with the good news, and you're going to go and give it to people around the building. Let's do it. And Jesus says to the disciples, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And off they go. Off they go with the good news. You get to give some good news? There you go. You're going to give some around? That's good. That's it. Wonderful. Hopefully we'll go with a little bit more enthusiasm in our lives, but you know, that's okay. It's good. It's very placid here today, very calm, very quiet. That's okay. So that's what happens. Boys, you can sit down. Thank you for your help for a second. Jesus sends disciples off. He sends, first of all, the 12 disciples off with the good news to pass on to others. And listen, again, I want you to understand how God works in this way. In a book of the Bible called Romans, which many of us will know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, talks about it like this. He says, how can they call on someone they've not believed in? Romans 10. So how can any of your friends, how can any of your family, how can anyone in another country, how can they call on Jesus and have forgiveness if they can't believe in him? And how can they believe in someone that they've not heard about? Does that make sense? How can any of your friends, boys and girls at school, how could any of your friends believe in Jesus if they've never heard about Jesus? And then Paul says, but how can anyone hear about Jesus unless someone preaches Jesus to them, tells them about Jesus? And then he says, but how can anyone preach unless they are, do you know the word? Sent. You see God's plan? God's plan to save people in our world is through sending. So sending is the way that people are saved. And just think about it for a moment. Why are you sitting here this morning? I mean, some of you are probably asking yourself that question right now. But why are you sitting here this morning? Ultimately, if you trace it back far enough, boys and girls, grown-ups, if you trace it back far enough, it was because someone was sent to you with the good news of Jesus. Somewhere along the line, someone was sent to you. with the good news of Jesus. And sending is the way that God reaches people with the good news of Jesus. And wonderfully, we don't go alone. Now, here's what we're going to finish up with thinking about today. All right, so when we feel, what do we feel? Sad. And when we feel scared, this little story that Jesus, that we have about Jesus on Easter Sunday, reminds us that we go with two things. Tim and Rach, you go with these two things, all right? And as a sending church, we have these things. Turkey Street guys, when you go, you have these two things. Are you ready for them? They're big. Let's have a little drum roll, okay? Because you gotta have a little bit of excitement about these. Here's the first one. Peace. Oh, we don't have peace. It's not very sticky today. I'm sorry about that. It keeps dropping out. So peace, and we're going to have a peace symbol. Let's go peace. Peace. Can you say it with a little bit of peace? Peace. Yeah. And then we got a little bit of power. Let's have power. Power. So here are two things as we get involved in the sending cycle that God gives us. He gives us peace, and he gives us power. Okay, first of all, peace. Let's have a look what Jesus says. So before he says, as the Father sends me, I am sending you, he stands in front of them and he says, peace be with you. When our hearts are sad and they feel a little bit like troubled waters, a bit like bubbly water, one of the things that we can be sure of is that Jesus says you can have peace. You don't have to worry because I'm risen and I'm with you. And so when we feel sad, we go with peace, the peace of Jesus. That word peace means tranquility. In the Hebrew language, it means wholeness, completeness. You lack nothing when you have peace. But in the language of the New Testament, it's this idea of peace and tranquility and calmness. And so Tim and Rachel, when you feel sad about leaving, when we feel sad, when the Turkey Street guys feel sad that they might be leaving behind friends, let me say to you, you have peace. You have Jesus. And you can be calm. But we also have, what do we have? Power. Listen to what he says to his disciples in verse 22. He says to them, he says, I'm sending you. And then with that, he breathed on them. Can you do that? He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, some people say, hang on a second. I thought the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost. So what's all this about? The getting the Holy Spirit on Easter Sunday? Well, I'm just going to throw out there what most people think is going on here, which is that most people believe this is John's account of foretelling of Pentecost. Okay, so this isn't the actual coming of the Holy Spirit. That happens at Pentecost, but this is John's foretelling of the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who believe, to give them, what's the word? Power to go and preach the gospel. And you know what? The power that the Holy Spirit gives us is to overcome being scared. See, where are the disciples at this point? Anyone remember where they are when Jesus says these words to them? They're locked in a room. Okay, why are they locked in a room? Because they're scared. The people who killed Jesus are outside that room and they may well want to kill them. And they are terrified. But Jesus says, have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help you overcome being scared to tell others about Jesus. And when the Holy Spirit does come on Pentecost, they are again in a room. I don't know whether they were locked in a room on Pentecost, but they were in a room. But where do they go when the Holy Spirit comes? They go outside the room. And they have power to tell others about Jesus. And so I want to encourage you this morning that when Jesus says, I am sending you, we go with, can we do it together? Peace, and we go with power. We have his peace and we have his power. And I want to say to you this morning that if you're not following the Lord Jesus Christ yet, then you may be thinking, what is all this stuff about? What is all the sending about? First of all, I want to say to you, do you know peace with God? Because that's what Jesus is all about. That's what the sending of the Father sending the Son into the world is all about. It's about peace. And if you don't know yet that peace with God, then this morning ask Jesus. Jesus, I want my sins forgiven. I want to know peace. Do that this morning. And if you're sitting here this morning and you're feeling quite comfortable and a bit smug because you're not sending and you're not being sent anywhere, and you're thinking, well, this isn't about me, this isn't a sermon about me, then I'm really sorry to say, but it counts for you this morning if you are a follower of Jesus. Because every one of us here who is a disciple of Jesus has been sent into this world. Every person you play with at school, every friend that you house you go round to, every neighbor that you have, Jesus has sent all of us to them. And the good news for us is that when that feels a little bit scary, we have peace and we have power to go. And sometimes, though, on a Sunday like today, we have a very special sending, where in a very special way we send people off. And this morning we're sending Tim and Rach and the kids to go to High Barnet. And when that feels a little bit, can we do it together? Sad. And a little bit scary. We can remember that we have peace and we have power. Sending is the way that God saved us. If there was no sending, none of us would be here. And sending is still the way that people get saved today. And one day somebody might be sitting in a church building in Barnet thinking, wow, I got saved because Enfield Town Community Church sent Tim and Rachel to Barnet and I heard the gospel and then I believed in Jesus. Wouldn't that be great? But you go with peace and you go with power because Jesus is with us. Should we pray some of that in? And then we will sing a couple of songs to respond. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for your unfailing love towards this world that sent Jesus to be a sacrifice for our sins so that we might live and be forgiven through him. Please help us in our sadness and in the scariness of sending and being sent to know the peace and the power of the risen Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Please may you use us, use Tim and Rachel and the kids, use the Turkey Street team, use our friends Jamie and Joey, use us to bring other people to know the peace that Jesus gives. And this we ask in his name. Amen. Amen. Amen.